Cal, your thoughts on the game?
Not a great game. Disappointed with our performance. Very disappointed with the result, because I thought, despite there was the fundamental aspects of a good performance lacking, we scored their goal for them. To give away possession the way we have and then not defend the set piece, have a bit of chaos in our own 18-yard box. If we win that game 1-0, we're talking about a disappointing performance and grinding a result out. But you can't do neither. You've got to make sure that when you're not at the races the way we were in any department.
I was going to say that. Any specific areas you were disappointed with?
I can ask you the questions if you want. I haven't seen us make as many unforced errors as we have there in possession. There was some good stuff in the first half around switching the ball that I thought we just failed to do in the second period. Unforced errors in possession, defensively, individual mistakes and an inability to execute stuff that they grew into the game as a result. And you can see, look, they had more points than us over the last five games. We've played one of the form teams in the division, but haven't shown the best version of ourselves at all. Those games can happen this time of year. The sides that really go on and achieve find a way to win them, because you've got to be real. As much as we love, there's a little bit here of love and an overreaction, and because we don't win, everything's terrible again. I'm going to be really calm. We're in a scrap, and it's the second best kind of scrap you can be in. You'd rather be in a scrap for a title. We're not. We're in a scrap for a playoff position, but you've got to be real and go, you're going to play 46 times and you aren't going to be at your best, but you still have to find a way to win. And for us to lack any real threat today for a variety of reasons, but then to concede the goal we have compounds it. And that's where performance and result are often different. We haven't done enough in terms of a performance to influence the result, and then we've done enough at the other end to let the opposition in the game just before half time.
Positive, I suppose, 9 games unbeaten.
It is. There are positives, and naturally, what I've always found in however many games it is here is that we just lurch from excitement to pessimism, and I don't get involved in that. When we won last week at Fars, it was brilliant. It was great. When we beat Scarborough here 3-0, it was great. We've just got to get enough points to get in the playoffs. Once we get 7th, we then need enough points for 6th and 5th and 4th. And that's where I'm at. Look, we're going at the last 10 games of the season, and I keep saying that about it's going to be a scrap. I said it earlier in the campaign. I remember talking around what our targets are, and I'd love for us to finish first or be in that top three again. Stuff hasn't quite happened for us. Some out of our control this season, and at times we've dropped points in. I think there's two brackets. I think we've had some really poor performances in games where we've lost and we've deserved to lose. Games like today, where if you don't give the best version of yourself, you're going to gamble the result, and you're going to toss a coin, and it's going to go one of three ways, isn't it? But with 10 games to go, I think we need 12 points, potentially 13 points, for a 7th place finish. We've got some tough games that have brought the best out of us all season. We go to Scunthorpe, look, you go to Scunthorpe and you lose, so write that one off now. You go to Brackley, you go to Tamworth, Alfreton will come here, Rick Curzon will come here, sides that are in around that playoff picture, that we've always done well in those games. The frustration is when you get an opportunity to back up what felt like a good point on Tuesday and you don't do it today. But I know exactly what it takes. I've been in this position before. Last year we weren't. Last year, it's very rare you'll have a season like that where you are detached from the top two in reality and 15 points clear of fourth place. It's not real. I think that killed us going into the playoff campaign. I thought, if you think when we played Buxton, it was a big game for Buxton because they could have gotten the playoffs.
They had to win it to get the points, didn't they?
Yeah, and I don't think they dealt with the pressure on the day. If we came, we had a game. There's a myth that we made a load of changes and we didn't. 9 of the 11 from the Buxton game played the following week. But what you found in the final 5 games of the season, probably post-Darlington away, with the exception of maybe Southport with a big crowd on, a really good away following, we didn't have those games of real intensity and real importance. And then, wow, there's a playoff game and you need to play in a playoff semi-final and get going. Yeah. So I think we'll be in a better place for a potential playoff campaign that we're going to have to play right to the last minute of the last game to potentially first get in and then B, jostle for position as to what that want to be. Plenty of teams would have our position and want to have as many points as we do. I'd probably want to have a little bit more. And I think if we did have a little bit more, I'd be saying that as well. Now is the time for leadership, maturity, stability. We've drop points in a game where we would have wanted to win today. The focus needs to turn on last 10 games of the season, how many points are required to get in that playoff position. And it isn't a gimme. I keep saying that. I laughed at some of the stuff in the week, sort of gets said about us. I joked about it, and fair play to the Hereford manager. He apologised. He texted me quite quickly afterwards to apologise. He talked about us having an overnight stay. Generally, since we've been relegated into this division, haven't been in and around those playoff positions other than, you know, the early, how do you say it, the season that was curtailed early in the March. We haven't got a divine right just to finish up there. What everyone's doing at the football club, the players, the supporters, is brilliant. 10 games to fight for a playoff position. I'm here for the scrap, is everyone else. I know the players are. I know the supporters are. They've been brilliant. Backed us again today in good numbers. It's fantastic that we're playing for something so important in the last 10 games of the season. What I would want to see from in the next game and the game after that and the game after that is a higher level of performance than we got today.
Adam Thomas back today. Tom Piers, though, looked as though he took a knock and you had to substitute him.
Yeah, a bit frustrating. Look, I find when you play against Spennymoor, certainly since the new manager's gone in and turned them back into... When we went to Spennymoor early in the season, they were formidable. They played, they were difficult to get the ball off. They built in a back three. They hurt us and it felt like a good draw. Disappointed to concede a late goal. They've then gone on that run of one win in 15, lots of changes of manager. And I think this manager's come in, got a profile, and you can see they're organised. Then they go into their 4-2-3-1 out of possession. They get wide players that defend with real intensity. And you can see back-to-back clean sheets to have beaten Warrington in the week, beaten Blyth the week before, been edged out at Chorley. There's a reason they had 10 points from the five games.
And they're a workman, Mike's side, as well.
Absolutely.
Work.
With good players, so because of the way they defend, switches a player so important. So we talked a lot about throwing moments in and around, throws in that middle third and being able to work it out to the far fullback. We did that in the first half. We talked about making sure we offer width out the pitch from the side of that midfield diamond that we play and getting in those positions. I think that's where the goal comes from. If you think Murray pulls the ball back to Glendon, it falls for Noughts to put in the net. So there's aspects of the performance that you see what we're trying to do. We then lose Tom. We bring Charlie Caton on, good to have him back involved as well as Tomo, and that can be a bit of a momentum buster when you've got a number nine coming off. Because of the way the game started to play out in the first half, and our fullbacks were receiving the ball really deep, they were able to travel up the pitch. There was a lot more pressure in the second period. I thought when Harrison particularly was getting the ball deep, we weren't quite able to work the ball up the pitch. So we do have a lot of things we can go to. So we wanted the fullbacks to play higher in the second half of the second half. So Nathan played a lot higher, Harrison played a lot higher alongside two centre forwards, but you're still going to get the ball to them and you can't just kick the ball up in the air. So you then need different types of players. So all of a sudden you take out a midfielder like Yuan, who generally wants to play behind the opposition midfield, because you need players that can play that side with personnel. Joel's the closest thing we have to that, gives us the balance of bringing on a lefty. So all of a sudden your two centre halves have passes to play into, a lefty on the left, Elliot through the middle, Deck on the right, George playing behind the midfield. And fundamentally, a front four, I just thought we lacked so much quality being able to get the ball into them. And like I say, a big positive of having Adam is he's almost the closest thing we've got to an out-and-out target man as such. Tom is a very robust centre-forward, very workman-like. But being able to go direct into Tomo, that's where we felt the sub. Whereas I thought Christian Norton was terrific, by the way, today. But the game changed. He's terrific when we're trying to get full-backs to jump out and run down the side. Whereas towards the end of the game, it was about a different type of build-up, bringing a lefty on to get us balanced, taking off what can be an attacking threat in Yuan. But obviously we lost Tom, and that's where we did Charlie Caton. And Adam Thomas was, as the game's going more direct, it might suit him a little bit more. But there are positives, not loads to take from the performance, and there won't be. There won't be over every time I come out after 46 games. But very, very pleased with Adam Thomas being back involved, Charlie Caton being back involved, and Kieran Coates, because they're important players for us. It adds to the group. And we want to make sure the performances aren't what they were today and are more like what they've been fairly consistently this season.
And a full week to prepare for Scunthorpe United next Saturday.
Brilliant game to be involved in. Tough place to go. It'll feel a little bit like with a big crowd that we're just there to be the clowns in the circus. And for us, we have to go and get them four or five wins that I've talked about needing from those 10 games to really cement ourselves in that playoff position. A lot of those, I've said it to you before and I joke, don't get too wrapped up in league tables. The points level out. There's a lot of teams with games in hand, and the reality is they're all against each other, so they can't all win those games. We've got to really focus, and that I think that's the word, on focus on what the task at hand is. And when we beat Scarborough here, the task was about getting in the playoffs. And when we beat Farsley with a really good, gutsy comeback performance last Saturday, the task is about getting in the playoffs. I've got to demonstrate how we're going to do that, and fundamentally, performances have got to be better than they were today more often than not. But one performance doesn't define a season. I believe that's, is that more home points already this campaign than we did in the last campaign with additional home games to play? That's improvement. That is improvement. It might not be the scale of improvement that, that I might like. You can see away from home in the first part of the campaign, we struggled those first five games to pick up 1 point. We look hard to beat on the road. We looked solid at Hereford. We won at Farsley. We look more competitive on the road. Stuff that you'd associate with this group over a period of time. It's just about being really, really focused on what the task at hand is, which is those four or five wins to get us in that playoff position and see where that takes us. Once you're in those playoffs, we'll be better placed than we were last year. But I keep repeating it, we're going to be in a scrap until the final minute of the Darlington game, because there's some massive clubs, some massive spenders up there as well. God forbid I ever talk about how much money other people spend.
No, I've
done that before and it's come back to bite me, hasn't it? I'm told. I want to be disappointed today, frustrated, but then you have to move on at this time of year. You have to. It's February, it's March next time we play again. It's 10 games and we need everyone. What I'm really looking forward to about Scunthorpe United is a terrific away following. I think the way our supporters have backed us in what now isn't, as much as it's a Northern League, there's some really extreme travels. I thought they were brilliant today again with the numbers, but away from home, they really do get behind us. I look forward to seeing that on Saturday, because we'll need it when you go to a place like that with the quality that they've got. That real numbers of an away following, but I'm sure a real vocal backing that will really play a part in any performance and any result. And my bit is to make sure that the performance on the pitch matches the performance that no doubt we'll get from our supporters in the stands.
Colin, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.